Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of ADHD. Ever feel like you're teetering on the edge of burnout, constantly switching between work mode and personal life with zero downtime? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into something super important today. Creating healthy boundaries between work and your personal life. It's not about being strict or rigid, it's about carving out space for yourself to recharge, relax, and actually enjoy the things outside of work that bring you joy. Think of it like this. If you never switch off that work brain, it's like running a marathon without ever stopping for water. You'll eventually crash and burn. Setting boundaries is your mental health's best friend. It's about creating space for the things that nourish your soul, whether it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or just having some good old-fashioned me time. So, what are some concrete steps you can take to make this happen? Buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will transform your relationship with work and life. 1. Define your non-negotiables. We're talking about the absolute must-haves in your personal life. Those activities are moments that bring you joy and keep you feeling balanced. Maybe it's Sunday morning brunch, a weekly yoga class, or simply an hour dedicated to reading before bed. Identify what truly matters to you and make those non-negotiable. Schedule them into your week like any important meeting, because they are. 2. Communication is key. This doesn't mean becoming a mind reader, but it does mean being upfront with colleagues, friends, and family about your boundaries. Let them know what times you're unavailable for work calls or emails, and explain that you need dedicated time for personal pursuits. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. 3. The power of no. This is a game changer. Learn to politely decline requests that encroach on your personal time. Don't feel obligated to say yes to everything, especially if it drains your energy or compromises your well-being. It's okay to prioritize yourself and your needs. 4. Create a physical space for work. Even if you work from home, having a designated workspace helps signal to your brain when it's time to focus and when it's time to switch off. When your workday is done, physically leave that space, close the laptop, put away paperwork, and step away from the desk. This mental separation can make a world of difference in helping you unwind and transition into personal time. 5. Digital detox. Ever feel like you're tethered to your phone? It's easy to get sucked into the constant notifications and scrolling. Set aside specific times for checking emails and social media, and turn off those pesky alerts during your personal time. Give yourself permission to unplug and truly be present in the moment, with loved ones, a good book, or simply enjoying the peace and quiet. Let's talk real life for a second. Picture this. You've just wrapped up a long workday, you're exhausted, and you're supposed to meet friends for dinner and drinks. But your inbox is overflowing, and that work project keeps nagging at the back of your mind. Do you dive back into emails or finally put those work worries aside and enjoy your evening? This is where boundaries become essential. By setting clear limits around your work hours, you can prevent that always-on feeling from spilling into your personal life. You show up for your friends, fully present and engaged, because you've already dedicated time to work during the day. The result? More fulfilling social connections and a sense of well-being that comes from prioritizing both aspects of your life. Remember, creating healthy boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to say, no, sometimes, but trust me, it's worth it. By implementing these tips, you're not just saying, yes, to work-life balance. You're saying, yes, to a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life overall. So, take a deep breath, remember those non-negotiables we talked about, and start putting those boundaries in place. I believe in you. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about the power of healthy work-life balance together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.